Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Rich Horwath is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is a strategy expert. He's the president of Strategic Thinking Institute. He's the author of Deep Dive, and he's here to talk to us about getting you and me off our dime, getting our heads out of the past into the future. Rich Horwath, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Rich, as I told the audience before you got here, I spent the last 10 years trying to get people's heads out of the 20th century and into the 21st century. And now my attitude is, if you haven't gotten out of the 20th century by now, I can't help you. Good luck. I wish you well. I'm serious. I mean, it's part of my tough love act, and I mean it. It's not just an act. But if where we are right now, folks, we're in the second decade of the 21st century, and things here are different. And so now, Rich, I'm trying to get people out of the first decade of the 21st century into the second decade of the 21st century. Things are different, and that's all part of strategic thinking, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Jim, I'm completely with you on that comment. You know, here's the analogy I'd give you. You know, if you went to your doctor and you had a bad back and she came into the room and she didn't ask you any questions, she didn't take any tests, and she just wrote a prescription and handed it to you, you'd think she was crazy. Because
right.
In medicine, the adage is prescription without diagnosis equals malpractice.
Right.
But to your point, Jim, in business, very, very few of us take the time to diagnose what's going on around us, what's happening in our business, and where are we at? To your point, is this the first part of the century? Is it the second part? Is it the second decade? Where are we at? And there's a simple tool that I like to refer folks to called the contextual radar, which is simply a circle with a line from top to bottom and a line across the side, and it looks at four areas: the market, customers, competitors, and company, those four quadrants. And if you can't sit down with your team as a small business leader and identify what are the key things going on in your market, with customers, with competitors, and with company, you're in for a rude awakening.
What about this, Rich? What if every time, what if in a given day, or just take an hour a day, you know, if you can't do it all day long, take an hour, take a half day, whatever. But every time you do something, whatever it might be, you make a phone, you talk on the phone, you respond with an email, you wait on a customer, you make a decision, whatever it might be. What if you said, okay, what caused that? What caused me to do that? Was that because somebody else pinged me and I had to respond? Or was it because it was something I was doing to take my company forward? Don't you need to differentiate that so you can identify how much you're reacting, how much you're proacting?
I love that idea, because that's the heart of strategic thinking. The heart of strategic thinking is coming up with new insights, new ideas, so that you're proactive, as you just said, and not reactive. That you're ahead of the curve, and you're not a bumper car waiting for a competitor to
right.
do something, so boom, you're off in a different direction. So I think absolutely, if folks are going to be ahead of the game in 2011, you've got to sit down, to your point, and take time to understand, is this a cause or an effect? Is this a symptom,
mm-hmm.
or is this a root cause of what's going on in my business? And if we can't do that, then you're always going to be the bumper car.
Well, and you said something a minute ago about competitors. You know, how much of your time do you spend reacting to competitors, to their pricing, to their offerings, to their advertising? Wouldn't you rather be the person who was pushing your own envelope and they were reacting to you? I mean, I don't want to be looking at my competitor's backside. I want them to be looking at my backside.
And that's it. Yeah, absolutely. And the reason we aren't able to do that is because, and you hit it right on the head just a minute ago, Jim, people don't stop and take time to think. It doesn't have to be for 3 weeks at a time, but to your point, take 5, 10, 20 minutes a day, carve that out in your schedule and say, I'm going to think about what's happening today and how I can be the one that's instigating my competitors mm-hmm. to react to me. And if we don't sit down and take time to do that, then it's not just going to happen on its own.
Another thing that happens is that I think is would help perhaps get people on the right kind of a strategic direction, Rich, would be in any given day, wherever the pain is the greatest, wherever the frustration is the greatest, ask yourself, okay, where did this come from? What caused that? And what could have been done a month ago or a year ago to have prevented that? What do you think about that, Rich?
I love that idea because to me that's when you become the pain reliever. You know, we talk about Excedrin and Tylenol, all those drugs. But the reality is if we're not pain relievers, then people are not going to feel the urgency to change the way they do business. And so
right.
as a small business leader, you've got to see yourself, your products, your services as pain relievers. And they need to be marketed that way, and they need to be sold that way. Otherwise, people today simply don't feel the need to change. I mean, people are squeezed from a resource standpoint, a budget standpoint. If you can't demonstrate that you can relieve some type of pain that they're experiencing, and to your point, Jim, identify that pain for them, then they're simply not going to look to do business with you.
Well, and the thing is when you identify that pain, when you identify that frustration, and you say, okay, this is what I should have done or I could have done yesterday or a month ago or a year ago, well, then don't just say, oh, darn, I messed up. Look in the future and say, okay, what decisions am I making today or what decision am I not making today because I've got my head in the ditch here in the trenches. What decisions am I not making today that could prevent me from having this pain tomorrow, a month from now, or a year from now? What do you think, Rich?
And that's an important principle. I think that the bottom line is either leaders are dedicated to getting better and to learning from their experience, just as you outlined, you know, what could we have done differently? What could we do better in the future? How can we help that customer
right.
in a different way than we've done in the past? If we're not as leaders looking to get better ourselves and learn from those
right.
those types of things, then we can't expect our people to do that either.
The book is called Deep Dive. The author is Rich Horwath. He's the guy with the ideas, and we're going to get some more of those from him in the second next segment after this break, after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I promise we'll be right back. I'm
here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.